President-elect Barack Obama has named Colorado Senator Ken Salazar as his Interior Secretary. Salazar comes from a ranching family and, as a first-term Democratic senator, sits on the Energy Committee. He's considered to be a moderate who is against drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, but has supported limited offshore oil drilling and subsidies for ranchers on public lands. Salazar said at a press conference today that he'll work to reduce America's dependence on foreign oil.
I look forward to working directly with President-elect Obama as an integral part of his team. As we take the moonshot on energy independence, the energy imperative will create jobs here in America, protect our national security, and confront the dangers of global warming.
The Interior Department's decisions greatly impact the state of Alaska. Interior oversees national parks, the Fish and Wildlife Service, the Bureau of Land Management, and the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Democratic Senator-elect Mark Begich says he was hoping Obama would tap former Alaska Governor Tony Knowles for the job. Begich says he's disappointed Salazar hasn't supported ANWR development in the past, but is looking forward to working with him on renewable energy.
What we'll be able to show is how renewable energy is part of the key to energy independence for our rural communities. And in his state that he represents today, has many rural communities. I think that will be of strong interest to him and something we can show how Alaska can help this country and be on the cutting edge at the same time.
The director of Governor Sarah Palin's Washington, D.C. office, John Katz, points out that the Interior Department manages much of the federal government's vast land holdings in Alaska. Katz says Palin hopes to meet with Salazar soon after he's confirmed by the U.S. Senate. He says there are some areas on which they disagree.
On the negative side, he has consistently opposed opening the coastal plain of ANWR to responsible oil and gas leasing, but he did vote for oil and gas development in a limited area of the federal OCS off of Florida.
Katz says on the plus side, Salazar is an independent thinker. He says the Interior Department will soon grapple with issues important to Alaska, including what to do with a 5-year Outer Continental Shelf oil and gas leasing program and whether to support land swaps in the Eisenbeck and Yukon Flats National Wildlife Refuges. The parts of Salazar's track record that Palin's office likes are also making some environmentalists cringe. The Center for Biological Diversity has come out against the pick, saying he's not conservation-oriented enough. But many conservation groups are supporting him. Alaska Wilderness League Executive Director Cindy Shogun says her organization is excited by the direction Salazar will take the department.
I know there's some people that are concerned that he is a public lands rancher, but I would argue that, you know, understanding how the public lands works and how ranching on our public lands works, I think, brings an asset to the position. And then as far as oil and gas development, we're all going to have a challenge of how we have a comprehensive energy policy that looks at conservation as part of an energy policy, but also, you know, has some places that are off limits to energy in oil and gas development.
President-elect Obama also named his nominee for Secretary of Agriculture today, former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack, who's also considered to be a centrist. The Department of Agriculture oversees the National Forest Service. The conservation group America Lands Alliance is already calling on Vilsack to set a new direction for forest management in Alaska. Executive Director Randy Spivak says she hopes to see two steps taken in Vilsack's first 100 days on the job.
The first is to reverse much of the Bush administration's damaging legacy to our national forest system. And a big ask in the case of the Tongass is to reinstate protections for roadless areas, including the Tongass National Forest.
Environmentalists are supporting Vilsack's nomination as Agriculture Secretary. He also has the support of farm groups who approve of his experience as a Midwestern governor.